This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Canes. We'll get back to practice today after Sunday's 27-24 win over Notre Dame. Miami will now take on Bethune-Cookman on Saturday at 7. Saturday's game can be heard here on WQAM. And last night, Bill Belichick picked up right where he left off with North Carolina getting crushed by TCU 48-14. In the NFL, week one begins on Thursday with the Eagles hosting the Cowboys. The Dolphins will be on the road to play the Colts on Sunday. And to the Marlins, who fell to the Nationals 2-0 game two of the three-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:45 from Nationals Park. Joe, go back to you.
All right, Woody, as we come back here, so ESPN had, I watch ESPN a lot. I think all of us, if you like sports, you're watching ESPN. No matter how you feel about any of their channels, I watch a lot of ESPN because I watch U.S. Open. I put in hours of U.S. Open, so for tennis. And they had the football game last night, which they pumped up pretty good. They had Saban there and McAfee. They had the whole team there, right? A lot of them. And of all those guys sitting there, only one guy went with TCU. They were all going North Carolina because it's their friend. Nick Saban, he's my friend. You're going, wow, that's good stuff. I'm paying you guys to give your opinion. I feel like every one of those guys, they didn't want to hurt Belichick's feelings, who just got smashed last night. But Feinbaum earlier went all in on this Manning situation, Arch Manning, and he was bad. He was bad. He looked like a deer in headlights. He played against a really good Ohio State team. And look, it was bad. I mean, it's just not, but there's no reason.
Was it a Texas beat writer that asked him, by the way, if he was coming back? Remember we played that, like, it was like a week before or 2 weeks before the season. Cause his grandfather said something or whatever.
His grandfather said, yeah, he's going to come back. I don't know why Archie Manning said that, but
Maybe he knew. Maybe he knew something. He said his kid stinks.
His grandson,
whatever.
His grandson.
I don't know why people thought he was going to be so good. He's the son of the unathletic Manning.
No, that's not true. Do you know the background on him before
that
you say?
That is not true.
Cooper was a wide receiver, had a health issue.
Oh, could never. Isn't he like a businessman, though? Like, he's not.
No, he was actually, I think he's a pretty good receiver, but he's the first non-quarterback of the family.
Okay.
Something happened. He couldn't finish his college career. Anyway, but Art's probably going to be really good, but it didn't happen after one game. He looked real bad. I mean, they're going to give him the Heisman. He didn't look like the first. he wasn't the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but I just, it's not his fault.
The media set him up for a massive failure. Yes. The media did not do it.
Oh, Joe, he's got this talent, and you're like, he was having trouble, as you said, completing crossing routes.
He's
underneath.
Also not 18 years old, though, so that's why it was a little shocking.
But Woody, he's been a backup. He's been the backup.
Okay.
Everybody's going, well, why'd Quinn Ewers play? Now you see why Quinn Ewers played.
Bet they wish they had him back.
I don't know about that. I think they think down the road
he's going to sell jerseys.
He's going to have some big games. They're not going to play against Ohio State's defense every week. But then this thing last night with Belichick. Gets off that 7-0, and this is what you get. You hype it up. It's all him. It's great for his business, great for UNC business. Monday Night Football, North Carolina sold everything, and there's Michael Jordan and Lawrence Taylor, who both went to North Carolina, obviously. And by the way, North Carolina is a Michael Jordan product. They're Michael Jordan Nike, which is cool because you get all their stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with the Michael Jordan shoes, which are hard to get.
Yes.
But they got their ass kicked last night. I mean, those guys.
How good was that thing when it was 7-0, though?
Oh, they had pictures. They did the picture.
Man.
We got to see Nick Saban's, Nick Saban, got to see Belichick's girlfriend, the shot of her, yeah, like up there.
I guess they like her up there. Someone had a banner at one of the tailgates and it had Air Jordan, or her name spelled Jordan. And it had them doing that pose on the, okay, on the beach, Air Jordan.
Yeah.
The whole thing is such an embarrassment.
It was,
and they've spent so much money on this garbage product.
They spent a lot. So anyway, I knew right away when they went to their sideline reporter, Bill, this your first game. It was 30 years ago. It was your first game in the NFL. And you know, I hope it, you know, it's different that game. But he just gave her real short answers. There's just no loose. He didn't loosen up. Like,
yeah. He looked so upset when they scored that first touchdown. They kept you know, doing stuff with him on Twitter, and he looked so upset.
Well, after that 7-7, it was an ass kicking. After that 7-7 in the first quarter, 542 yards to 222, and they did everything wrong. They dropped punts.
What do you think they spent on that entire product between players and all those NFL coaches?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Stuff they got over there. Belichick got 10, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing his sons are compensated.
I think most teams now in the ACC are spending money.
Yes.
Clemson was kind of the first to go out there and spend money with their coaching staff. And
you got to think all in, they got to be in the $100 million range, right?
Well, I mean,
give or take. I don't know what they're paying all those players. They had 70 new kids.
They did have. He wiped 70. Out. He wiped out that roster, or they left on their own, one or the other.
You think he came in and did one of those speeches?
No, he didn't do the, no.
This isn't for you?
No.
Which coach did that?
That was Colorado.
Oh, that's right. That was Deion.
Yeah. Deion walked in and said, hey, and you, quarterback, I'm bringing my kid in. You're not playing. Yeah, he said, a lot of you guys, I've already looked at, you ain't going to be here.
Someone said 100 mil, so they asked ChatGPT how much invested in Bills. It's got to be a massive number. You paid 70 players.
Yeah. Your coaching staff.
Your staff can't be cheap.
Belichick would not let those guys, like, if you got no shot. Look, at Mario wouldn't be here if he didn't have money to spend, right? He wouldn't have come in on what was going on with Manny Diaz and what he was allowed to do.
Yeah, but Mario also has built a program. I mean, this guy just got 70 guys together and let it rip.
Yeah, but the way they do it, you got to have money, Woody. Like, you act like you're not spending money? I'm asking you.
I know that they're spending.
Okay.
They're spending money with the best of them.
So, but this thing now, Mike Gundy's coming out going, Oregon's got a $40 million payroll on their players. And it made me think, how many teams out there probably have $40 million? What do you think Texas has? You think Texas isn't flirting with 40? I saw they're saying that that Manning's making $6.5 million. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. By the way, if Miami would have lost to Notre Dame by 35 points or something, we'd be saying, boy, they spent a lot of money for a team that's not very good.
Yeah, but I don't think we're quite in that party of
But that's just all I'm saying is, like, North Carolina spent a fortune to put that whole
thing
together.
Well, you're guessing.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing, but it's got to be a big number.
Here's the problem.
Regardless.
Here's the problem. You're offering a guy money because he's really good. Guess what? There's five or six other schools. They're a lot better than you are, offering them the same amount of money, if not more. That's this whole thing. Big Ten, SEC. I can't speak for the other schools. ACC's got schools spending big money. USC spends a lot of money. Oh, they're part of the Big Ten now. Sorry about that. Forget about that.
Yeah.
A lot of money being spent out there. But yeah, but I love Mike Gundy. Like, we spent $7 million. Wasn't it not too many years ago Oklahoma State had the one guy that was super rich when they were doing a breakdown of top alums that were spending money?
Yeah.
And they had some crazy guy that was just giving tons of money. Now, the old boy might have passed, but.
The old boy might have passed?
At Oklahoma State, the guy that I can't remember what he was, a billionaire that was there.
I thought it was a funny way to put
it. Can't think of his name.
This is the first time, by the way, we've really seen people. Like, you know how you always say when the games start, no one cares about NIL?
Nobody cared.
I know, but this is the first time we've seen coaches, like, openly complain. There was another guy, I think it was maybe Southern Miss or something, who was like, you know, they spent $15 million on their O-line and their D-line. What can we do? Like,
Hey, listen, Mike Gundy don't play Oregon if you got a problem with it. Well, we're spent seven. It's like he's getting ready to get his ass kicked, and he's like, look it, man, now they're the Yankees, and we're the Marlins. If we happen to keep it close or an upset, hey. Oklahoma State said they're only spending $7 million. Is that what I said? Is that was, do you see that? I think he said they're spending $7
million. I don't buy that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That did not sound right. We don't want to say we've caught that man in a lie, though. We don't want to do that. Hey, Woody, we've got more to
it's
get.
It's crazy out there, bro.
It is crazy. A lot of bad blood, too, with this. The haves and the have-nots are.
Oh, yeah.
It's not real pretty right now. And people are going, hey, man, it's only going to get worse.
We got about a good month of football coming up here, man. We got all these Florida teams playing each other.
By the way,
the state of Florida seems to be back, which is kind of a big deal, too.
How about Florida and Florida State and Miami all playing each
other?
It's
better when those teams.
Yeah, they used to all play. That's good, man. We want to all play each other.
I mean, last year's Florida State thing was obviously fun to watch for different reasons, but it's definitely better for the overall product when they're good.
I got to tell you, starting at quarterback, they look a lot friggin' better than they did last year.
Couldn't have got much worse.
And we'll see. Saw some of those South Florida kids at Florida State playing really well, too. All right. So Earl Little Jr. had a nice game. All right. We'll be right back after this. But first, I do want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That man is always working. He truly has no life. And it's all about getting your mortgage quickly. That's right. First-time home buyer rates. First-time home buyers, we want to get you in the game. By the way, he's got rates in the fives right now. He wanted to let you know he's got a great program. We got to get you approved quickly and get it done. So when you go to find that home you really like, you know you've been approved for a certain amount of money, so you're in the game. I got it done right here. Let's do it. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Don't worry. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got a great program for you. Matter of fact, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got some really good programs for you. Program for seniors to convert your home equity into money right now. You could use it. So I just want to let you know, you're sitting there with a lot of equity in your home, could use that money right now. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, one of the things he does about half the time at the big banks is get that done for you, get you pre-approved and ready to go with the lowest rates in the business. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, whose company over the last 30 years has been built on great service and getting you approved and getting you that mortgage quickly. And we want to let you know, man, nothing to wait for. This guy is ready to go 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Got a ton of respect for Coach Gundy. You know, ultimately, how blessed are we to be in a place that's invested in winning? If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better be invested in winning. And we spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't, right? And ultimately, like, he's a great coach. They've done an unbelievable job, but I want to be a team that's competing at the highest level. And we're really fortunate to be in that situation. So I can't speak on their situation. I have no idea, you know, what they got in their pockets over there. I'm sure UT Martin maybe didn't have as much as them last week and they played. So we'll let it play out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So what a dumbass. What's Mike Gundy doing? Like, Oklahoma State coach goes, man, I hear Dan Lanning, the head coach at Oregon, heard the payroll for the football team, give or take a million or two. $40 million. $40 million for that football team. Like, okay, are you telling us that just in case you get your ass kicked? Well, we spent seven. And right away, I was thinking about some of the low-spending professional baseball teams playing against the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Phillies, and right? And you're going, well, look at them. Look at the amount of money. It's a freaking all-star team. And Dan Lanning goes, hey, man, you're right. We spend to win. And if you're not, good luck trying to win.
By the way, Oregon's got an easy schedule. They go at Penn State on the September 27th. That's it.
By the way, that's
they got Indiana on there. They're Rutgers, Wisconsin, Iowa.
That's going to be a good game.
It will be a good game.
That will be a fun game. Hey, one thing about having the Nike man, he's not apologizing. You see that track they built? I happen to thought track and field, so everything's...
I know you like track and field.
No, but everything's... The track that's used in this country.
I'm guessing everything at Oregon is nice.
Right? They just built this first-class...
Yeah, I'm sure.
...track. And it holds a ton of people. I mean, the U.S. trials and, you know, right there for everything. And you're right. He spent money on everything possible. By the way, do you see the commercial? You were there.
I did not see any of the commercials.
So there was a commercial. They have this guy talking about how to equal it up so women's sports don't start disappearing. They had somebody pay for an ad for that.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, it is nice though. I didn't think one time when that game was going on, any of them. And I watched probably like a lot of you wanted to see a lot of the games or at least part of it. And I did want to see Arch Manning play against Ohio State and Jeremiah Smith, the great wide receiver at Ohio State. I wanted to see those guys play, see just how good they are. Both teams, 1-2. I mean, hell, that's it. That's... Everybody goes, all right, they're the two best teams in football. We'll see how it plays out. But to start, I never thought about money once.
Well, the two teams that probably spend the most money lost in Texas and Alabama, right? I'm guessing those schools spend probably the most out of any of them.
I'm not sure.
If I had to guess, right?
Well, this thing started before the money is... Remember what the argument used to be like, hey, you got to pay these coaches. They're going to keep losing them. They're not going to stay. They're going to get better jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we started hearing, I don't know, the first time Eric Clemson was known to pay. Then we found out Alabama, he was paying his guys. And you were finding out that coordinators were starting to make good money. You got limited coaching staff. It's not like the NFL. You got 25, 26 coaches. But that was a big thing, right? You got to pay your head coach, and you got to give them money to get the assistants and pay them. There's no budget on that, but we got to be able to spend money on a coaching staff, or you can't get them. And so that was the first thing with UM. Remember? Well, what do you expect? You're getting all these coaches on the cheap. You can't keep your good assistants. They go somewhere else because they make more money, and you can't keep them. And so here we are. And now we're hearing guys whining before they play. I just think for Mike Gundy to come out and whine right now, I think that guy's name was Pickens. Is that who the guy was at Oklahoma State that he was talking about? I'm pretty sure wealthy, wealthy man that was gave a lot of money to Oklahoma State. I don't know. I'm not a huge Mike Gundy fan to start with, to be honest. And I don't want to hear him complaining, moaning and groaning.
I don't hear any of the teams in those conferences complaining. Those power conferences.
Yeah. Nobody got $7 million budget.
I'm guessing the small schools are paying more than $7 million.
So to me, that would be kind of weird that Oklahoma State, like Mike Gundy, you're spending the same, you make more than that a year. He has to.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mike Gundy's been there forever. He's done a lot of winning. I'm guessing to keep him around, they're paying him pretty well. And if he's only spending $7 million, that's on you, man.
They made just shy of that in 2025, Joe. 6.75.
All right. I was off a little bit. But maybe he was making more money.
Wasn't it the FSU coach who gave his salary back? Right? For NIL stuff? Was that Norvell? Someone gave some of their money back, remember, last year?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think Mike did do that. Hey, Mike's made a nice turnaround with again, this schedule, you're watching things going, okay, well, you know Florida's going to be better than when you played them last year, especially with that quarterback now, got a half a season in. What do you go, 6-1 as a starter when taking over last year, and he's healthy and back. Florida State looks a lot better. SMU, as you said, is really good. Miami's schedule is not going to be easy, but you're looking at Miami going, damn, pretty physical little team themselves in pretty good shape. So
if you're going to slip up though, make sure it's in the non-conference slate.
I agree.
If possible. Cause every team that lost like these big games this weekend, like you're still in it. You know, no one's out because of one loss.
No,
there are going to be two lost teams that get in.
Yeah, but you still, all these teams playing against each other, most of them were not conference games. So if you lose, might hurt your ranking right now, but it doesn't hurt you as far as the league. Look at Clemson. Clemson got clobbered last year in their opener.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Georgia beat them?
Yeah, they got the crap beat out of them.
Then they go on and win the ACC. They won the ACC.
Well, favorites again, I guess, right?
Didn't look real good offensively the other day. At LSU defense, that's a hell of a story, too. LSU went out and spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know what they spent. They spent a lot of money on that defense because that defense looked real good with that transfer portal. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Speaking of all this stuff, Mario Cristobal is going to join us. We come back, spend some extra time with Mario Cristobal after the Canes 27-24 win over Notre Dame. That's coming up next.